free safety, Andre Johnson, checking back into the ball game for Jackson Heights. They're going to bring Brody Browning.
Receiver him up slot to the right.
Two receivers, very, very wide to the near side with single over-the-top coverage. We go inside 10 minutes of play in the half. And again, Jackson Heights moving the ball, a pass over to the near side. It is caught and then lost. Dislodged, they will call it an incomplete pass at the 40-yard line. And as Austin Zeller got to it, Gus, Andre Johnson literally just punched it away.
Yeah, he did a great job of meeting the receiver right as the ball got there, knocks it away cleanly. Now, stop the clock, and that's something we haven't seen much in this first half. We're going to stop the clock with 9:52 left here in the first half, and it will be a second and 10.
One of the most important guys out here tonight is the equipment managers on the near sideline who keep toweling down. They keep rotating in clean, dry, mud-free footballs. And these guys are toweling them down and working really hard to keep this game playable. Second down. Quarterback going to keep it himself again. Drake slows down, puts his hand out, gets it on the shoulder of his lead blocker, and as he tries to turn it upfield, the defense collapses around him. He will get short yardage, a couple of maybe, for Connor Bush and Easton Webb with the 1-2 stop.
Yeah, that time the tackle, Easton Webb, closed it down. Connor Bush, the linebacker, came up and cleaned it up. And now for Jackson Heights, they're looking at a third and long. This time it's going to be a third and 8. And if you're Jackson Heights, sure you want to pick up the first down right here, but I think the big thing is pick up some yards and set yourself up with a fourth and much more manageable.
Single man is going to go very, very wide to the left side. I believe that is Titan over there. The numbers are already rather obliterated. Back to throw Drake. Got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Looking over the middle, going deep, and it's just a little bit beyond Titan Eisenbart's stretch, and it will go incomplete around a 15-yard line.
Interesting defense right there for Rossville. They took out a backer. They brought in another defensive back. So went nickel on that play. So they did, you know, kind of what you see a lot of colleges do, a 4-2-5 base. And they brought in the extra D back and for Jackson Heights, just overthrowing that one.
That allowed Mellies to have a little extra time, but no one to put the ball in.
So that's the idea is that, you know, if you're going to run the 4-2-5, you're going to have to win with your down lineman. Jackson Heights did a great job of blocking in on that last play.
9 minutes ago in the first half, big fourth down call. The handoff left side, he's got room. 35-30, first down yardage, 25-20-yard line. And again, because these teams roll the dice on fourth down, Kelton LeCocq with the play, and we are 4-for-4, and these two teams are 4-for-4 on fourth down.
We are witnessing good football tonight. That was an excellent call right there. You have Rossville sitting high safeties, and so, again, not going with an overloaded box, you were able to run the ball underneath, and that has been a really good run tonight so far for Jackson Heights, is just that run off tackle out there into the open space.
Cobras inside the 20-yard line. We're going to call it the 18. Again, two to the left and one to the right. Drake will keep it, dime it to the middle of the line, met there, and he will keep driving those legs. He's big, he's strong, but so many defenders, he'll get a yard or two, and again, the nose tackle, Easton Webb, he is a good one.
Yeah, Easton Webb's a big guy in the middle, and he's tough to block, and that time doing a great job. Do we get sizes on Easton? They're calling him 6 foot 241. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a big, solid defender right there in the middle.
We will go inside 8 minutes before the ball is snapped. It is a 14-6 Rossville lead over Jackson Heights, but the Cobras, in their second possession of the game, they are moving the football. It'll pick up a second down 8. Now, at the dog 16-yard line, Heights moving from left to right. Mellies is going to take it, keep it, cuts left, gets outside, pulls away from the first defender, but he has slowed down enough that second and third defenders will meet him for a gain of a couple of yards.
That time, Connor Bush was in there, Landon Lewis, and Andre Johnson comes in to clean things up. We're now under 7.5. Give it a 2-yard gain, 3rd and 8 now for Jackson Heights, and talked about this throughout the game, that you're in four down territory, and fourth down really doesn't mean anything to both these teams right now. They are perfect on the evening on fourth down opportunity.
Cooper Hewitt, Brody Browning, both coming into the ball game for the Cobras on his third down and long call. We've got Sir Peek over there on the far sideline. He's slowed down a little bit as he's, I think, got a sore wheel out there. Quarterback's going to keep it. The QB draw. It's been good for yardage all night. It is not going to get a first down, but it's going to get a big chunk of it. Fourth down again.
That time coming up for Rossville to make the stop. Cale Horrigan. Cale, a 5'11", 176-pound linebacker.
Now, FB, Rossville 12-yard line, Jackson Heights. Another fourth down. Guess this time, fourth down four. Got to get this thing all the way down to the eight. We're 6:20 to play and counting in the second quarter. And again, this is only Jackson Heights' second possession tonight. Receiver comes very, very wide to the near side. This time, the defense is going to really come up closer to the line of scrimmage. And again, the field is somewhat constricted. And we're going to get a timeout taken before the snap. Let's do it. Taking a break at 6:10 to go in a half. It is Dogs 14, Cobra 6.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you here from the campus of Jackson Heights High School in rural Jackson County, Kansas. It is the Class 1A sub-state championship game in the east half of the state. Jackson Heights hosting Rossville. Welcome back, everybody, with Jeff Nichols, producing and engineering, back at the studio. We got Ethan to our right. Gus, if this was like Sunday Night Football, he would do the Chris Collinsworth slide in right now. You know? Gus Couch with me here. Tom Couch, here we go. Big fourth down call coming up for Heights. Cobras out of that timeout. Let's see what they've drawn up. QB's back. He is going to throw. Sets up in the pocket all the time in the world. Throws to the goal line. It's going to be complete. It is going to be short of the end zone, but it's a first and goal around the one.
What a play. What a play call right there. And, again, another fourth down that, I'm telling you, they just become automatic right now. And sliding over there to make that catch. It looked like Brody Browning right there at the goal line. It'll be first and goal for Jackson Heights at the one. And, wow, I like that play call. You drop the quarterback back, you run a slant right across the middle of the field, right at the goal line, and you just get in front of that linebacker and make that catch going across the middle.
First and goal for the 1 yard line. It's a power lineup. The quarterback takes it. Melly's puts his shoulder, leans in, and touchdown, Cobras! We have had four total possessions in this game. Two by Rossville, two by Jackson Heights. We have two Rossville touchdowns and now two Jackson Heights touchdowns. These teams have been fantastic.
We're yet to see a fourth down not be converted today.
5 for 5 on fourth downs combined between these two teams. And now, this is a biggie. Here is your two-point conversion. Rossville missed their PAT after the first and then ran it in for, or threw it actually, but scored the two-point conversion. Now, for Jackson Heights, they missed their first PAT and they're going to go for two. They are looking to answer and tie this game back up. Motion right. Quarterback will hand off. Sweeping outside. He's in trouble and he is not going to be able to get there. The two-point conversion not successful, and we're going to get a timeout. The break at 5:33 to go in the opening half. It is Rossville 14, Jackson Heights 12.
At Aussie Bakes in downtown Holton, Sue Roberts brings her Australian heritage to every cheesecake, pastry, and sweet treat she makes. Listen to Sue.
This is Sue Roberts. Stop by 119 West 4th Street and try our favorites like cheesecake jars, lemon meringue cheesecake, and Aussie matchsticks. But hurry, they do sell out fast right off the Holton Square. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Aussie Bakes. Baked with love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As we return, Jackson Heights getting set to kick it away. Now, Gus, this is me, old school guy, okay? But with four possessions and these two teams running so much time off the clock, scoring touchdowns on each possession, I know the running backs are doing a great job, the receivers are doing a great job, but you cannot run these offenses as well as they're running it without those offensive lines it's all about the line. You know that those guys have been absolutely incredible on both sides of the ball tonight.
Yeah, tonight both offensive lines have just been stellar. I mean, giving those nice running lanes, giving their quarterbacks time to find the intended receivers. You go back to Jackson Heights on that fourth down. I mean, Melly's had all day to find his receiver at the goal line.
Zeller's kick is away. It's taken at the 5. Was he on a knee? The official does not say so. It's going to be brought back across the 25-yard line. I thought for a minute the return man had reached down to scoop that ball that was skittering across the ground. And I thought maybe his knee was on the ground, but apparently he'd lifted it up before securing the football, making a nice return. So it is going to be 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. And here comes the Rossville offense for the third time tonight. 5:28 to play in the first half. Little wraparound handoff and a run into the line, trying to go a little off tackle, and not much there. Picking up a couple of yards into the left side. It'll bring up a 2nd down, 8 or so.
Brody Browning getting back there for Jackson Heights, being able to make the stop on the play. And for Rossville, this is a big possession because you got to realize, yes, you're ahead by 2. But go back to the start of the game. The Jackson Heights won and deferred their decision in the second half, so they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Motion right. Quarterback will keep it himself. Cuts into the line. Jackson Heights had that read. Cannon Mitchell stood up, pushed back. There's nothing for him there. Heinz is really fired up right now.
Yeah, great job right there by the defensive line. Able to meet the quarterback right at the line of scrimmage. They're surprisingly going to give him maybe a yard on the play. Let's call it 3rd and 7 right now for the Rossville offense. We're down to 4:35 left here in this first half.
Rossville is going to go very wide to the left side with Cameron Miller. Cameron with one of the very few completely white, clean, non-mudded up jerseys out there. Motion will also come to the left side. Quarterback is rolling, being chased out of the pocket, throwing deep, downfield, into coverage. It is tipped and incomplete at the 40-yard line. No markers on the ground. Both guys were going for the football.
Yeah, that time they were looking deep over there for Jack Donovan, and Donovan being guarded step-by-step by Ian Allen. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you go back and watch the film, Cannon Mitchell is going to be a little upset. He had Andre Johnson just stalking in the middle of the field all by himself on that play.
And now we're going to see something we haven't seen tonight. A punting unit comes in for Rossville. And Jackson Heights feels like they're going to get the football in pretty good field position. The return man just across midfield. Miller's waiting for the snap. He'll be kicking from the 10-yard line. Snap back perfect. Helmet high. The boot is away. That's a nice one. End over end. Going to bounce to the 45. Take a dog. Bounce to the 40. The mud's going to slow it down as he gets to the 35. And rolls dead at the 34-yard line. 1st and 10 for Jackson Heights. And this is what you just spoke about, Gus. It is on that 41-yard punt. It's going to give Jackson Heights a chance for the famous, you know, twofer.
Yeah, we always talk about trying to get that twofer right before the half. You're going to get this possession. You're going to get the possession to start the second half. This is a big opportunity right here for Jackson Heights, especially if their defense stood strong on that last possession, forcing a punt.
Jackson Heights does have 2 timeouts remaining in the opening half. We got 4:08 to go before intermission. 14-12. It is a Rossville 2-point advantage. QB Drake Mellies will give it off to his running back. Look at him go at the 40. No one's going to catch him at the 30. Maybe they'll catch him at the 20. And they will pull him down from behind at the 15-yard line. What a spectacular play. And Gus, it is as simple as running straight downfield, man.
That time, Jack Donovan, Cameron Miller able to chase Browning down from behind. Save a touchdown. What an excellent, just straightforward run for the Jackson Heights Cobras.
A huge hitter, and it's down inside the 15-yard line at the 12, 1st and 10. Cobras. That is probably their 2nd biggest play of the game.
You're going to laugh at this. Cameron Miller of Rossville might be one of the fastest guys on this field just because of his sheer size at like 6'4", 6'5", able to put a lot of distance down when he takes on those strides.
Is that what Walt calls a strider?
There you go. Loper.
A loper. That's a loper. 3.5 to go in the half. Here come the Cobras. Same play, same way. Got nothing that time.
Different result on that one. Is Andre Johnson, the middle linebacker, able to come up field quickly, a 1-yard gain. It's going to bring up 2nd and 9 now for Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights very likely is going to run this thing down to just about the end of the half. We're 3 minutes to go and counting before intermission. 14-12 is the Rossville lead approaching halftime, 2:50 and counting.
Stop paying for cell phone service.
Winner of this one goes on to the state championship game. Big, big stakes. Two receivers to the left side, and we're going to get another Heights timeout. We are. They're going to exercise their second timeout of the half. We're going to take the break at 2:41 to go in the second quarter. It remains Rossville 14, Jackson Heights 12.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Gus, I've got to admit, these teams tricked me a little bit. Coming right out of the gate, quick score. I thought, well, we're going to see a ton of points. And suddenly, we're not seeing a ton of points, but we are seeing all the points that they could get because they're scoring on almost every possession.
Yeah, you talk about for Rossville, two touchdowns on their first two drives and then had to punt on drive number three. Jackson Heights, though, is a perfect 2-for-2 on drives, finishing with touchdowns. This is drive number three.
And they're second down and 9 at the 11. Quarterback will keep it. There's Mellies, who will power his way to the 5, to the 4, maybe the 3. He's going to be close to the first down. It'll be a third and short for Jackson Heights, and they will snap this ball now with less than 2 minutes to go.
That time, Connor Bush able to come up and make the stop on the play, and hey, good news is it's Friday, not Saturday, so we will run under 2 minutes here. Jackson Heights making a couple substitutions. They're going to run late into the ball game. Hayden Schultzman, a junior wide receiver.
Zeller is going to go wide to the left side this time. Single man is going to be winding right. Everybody else jammed up in the middle. They're going to hand off to the running back. Bounces outside into the backfield. Going to be jumped down at the 5-yard line. May not have regained the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be fourth down again.
That time for Rossville coming over to make the stop. It was Landon Lewis. And telling you, Landon was able to chase it down from behind and then kind of gave that big hip drop tackle. Now the officials trying to get some of the coaches off the field as both coaching staffs trying to make substitutions. We're down to a minute and a half left. It's fourth down for Jackson Heights.
Possibly, theoretically, the biggest play of the game yet for the Cobras because they would like to take a lead into the locker room, and it is another fourth down. They've been very good at these so far. Fourth down, 3. Jumping by the defense. That is a huge penalty. What a job by Jackson Heights to lure the defense offside. Now, I'm not sure that's going to be enough for the first down.
It can give you a half the distance. It's going to be close.
I would say a half a yard short. They're at the 5, and they needed to get to the 2. So I'm thinking they're a half yard short. Again, those are kind of round numbers, so we'll just see where they set it.
Yeah, I think that's what he's telling coaches, that it's still short, and it's going to bring a fourth in about the length of a football.
Yeah.
So
clock stops as they enforce that penalty with a minute 14 to go in the half. Here come the Cobras. A very different play call, I would think, on a fourth down and inches at the 3-yard line. You got to look for Mellies, right? I mean, everybody's looking for Mellies. I'm looking for Drake, and he's going to take it. He's going to keep it. He's going to burst in. He's going to be close to the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson Heights, and the Cobras will have their first lead of the night.
Of course it had to be Drake Mellies. How about this? To this point, Jackson Heights down with their third touchdown of the ball game, all three of them on the legs of Drake Mellies. Runs of 60, a 1-yard run, and now let's call it a, what, 2.5? So let's call it a 3-yard run.
Let's call it 3. Make it a 3. And the 2-point conversion effort coming up for the Cobras. They now lead it 18-14, going for 2. Long hard count. Melly's back to throw. Looks over the middle, and it is going to be out of the reach of the intended receiver. He was looking for Sir Pete out there, and Pete could not quite reach it. We're going to take a break. Time out of the field, approaching halftime with a minute 10 before intermission. It's now Jackson Heights 18, Rossville 14.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you here at the campus of Jackson Heights High School, with a minute 10 to go in the opening half, the Cobras have taken their first lead of the game. They are in front 18-14 and getting set to kick the ball away. So glad that you've joined us for high school football tonight. So glad for both of these teams, guys, because there are not a lot of schools still playing, and everybody would like to be in the position these clubs are in here this evening.
Everybody wants to be in this position. Now, for Jackson Heights getting set for the kickoff, and for Rossville, you got to remember, they are going to have all three timeouts.
The ball's going to be fielded at the 20-yard line, crossing to the 25, wrapping the ball up as he goes to the 30, and that was just a smart return up to the 33-yard line. As he saw the impending contact, both arms bear hugged that football, hanging on to it. And I'm not looking to hex anybody, but the teams have done a good job holding onto the ball tonight.
Well, I was thinking it. You said it.
I said it. I'll say it.
It was one of those things that, you know, turnovers were a little bit of a problem in the first half last week for Jackson Heights against Riverside. So far, they've cleaned that up. Rossville has been clean. This first half has been a very clean half of football all around.
Extremely well played. Quarterback is back, rolling right, looking to throw, fires one, and it's going to be incomplete at the 45-yard line. Clock stops, 58 seconds left in the half. And Rossville is the only team who has not scored on one possession. Jackson Heights has scored every time they touch the football.
Yeah,
Rossville scored two out of three. And they may, well, time may catch them here.
Wasn't that a song?
Two out of three? Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Here comes Height. Or here comes Rossville. Second down, 10 call. QB draw. Straight ahead again beyond the 35, but well short of the 40-yard line. Third down, 5.
Yeah, and for Rossville, running that play, they're going to take some time off the clock. And I think right now they're
okay.
Yeah, well, I think they're just okay with not giving, you know, Jackson Heights a whole lot of time on that clock.
And again, I would think they would run a little bit more off here on third down if that's what their game plan is. Snap back, a little bit low. Quarterback takes it, dancing around. Going to be hit, going to be sacked. Back at the 30-yard line. But that will also probably take us to intermission. We'll see if the Cobras decide to stop it or if anybody tries to hurry it up, and nobody's going to. It's halftime here in Jackson County, Kansas. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. The teams are going to be headed to the locker room. It is Jackson Heights 18, Rossville 14.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School, where we're at halftime of this Class 1A sub-state championship game, the title game for the east half of the state, and to set up which team will advance to the state championship game. And they're going to be up against us either. What, the Black Bears or the Indians? And that game is halfway through also, isn't it about?
Yep. At halftime, Sterling leads Smith Center 14-0, so Sterling with a leg up going into the second half of that game.
When we came into the game tonight, we knew field conditions were going to be a bit of an issue. They haven't really been, have they? I mean, I think a little bit, but I don't know that the field conditions have changed any play calling or anything that these teams have done.
I don't think it's changed any play calling. I don't think it's really changed a whole lot. What I do think is it's maybe turned some of those 8-10 yard runs into 20 and 40 yard runs, right? Like, those are the plays that are really being affected, is you're really multiplying those, you know, mid-range runs into really long runs because guys are getting, you know, caught up in the mud and things like that. So I don't think, though, that in the grand scheme of things, we haven't seen any fumbles tonight. We've seen people really locking the football away. We haven't seen a whole lot of penalties either so far here in the first half. And no crazy penalties, right? Everything's been of the five-yard variety, you know, false starts or, you know, motion-type penalties right now.
I also don't think that we have seen any surprises. Again, you and I have seen these two teams in the last 2 weeks. We saw Jackson Heights last week. We saw Rossville the week before. So we kind of sort of have an idea of what they do, what they like to do, or what they, at least what they've done when we've seen them. Okay? That's exactly what they've done tonight. I don't think we've seen any surprises.
Nobody's reached into the bag of tricks, right, and pulled out the rabbit at this point. I mean, right now, we're kind of staying at plays 1-7 in the playbook, right? And I love that because that's what got you here. That's what you're going to lean on at this point. So many times you'll see a team where maybe they're a really good run team, and then they get to the playoffs, and then they panic a little bit because they get down maybe a score early, and they start throwing the ball like crazy and then get themselves into trouble. Neither one of these teams have moved away at all from their identity tonight. So,
yeah, I would 100% agree with that. And yet, I think it's also fair to say that neither of these teams is playing or close to the vest. We've seen five fourth down attempts here tonight.
Yeah, but I just think that's what both of these teams are, right? They're like, hey, I am that confident in my offense that I don't care what you're going to do on defense. Like, so many times coaches will talk about that. It's not about what they run. It's I have confidence in my team. And I think that's really what it comes down to, is both teams have a lot of confidence in their offense, and they're saying, hey, here we go. Line it up. I'm going to win this play. And right now, if you've gone for it on fourth down, you've won that play. Both teams perfect on fourth downs today. The only issue on fourth down was when we saw Rossville decide they weren't going to go for it, they decided to punt that one. So, again, it's been a really clean game so far.
Now, as we were driving out 116 coming to the game here tonight, honestly, tell me the truth. If I'd have said, well, you know, guys, halftime of the game, we're going to see one punt at halftime. You can't think that's going to be what happened, right?
I wouldn't have thought you were wrong, but I also would have thought we would have had a lot more points, right? Yeah. I think that, for me, the one thing that I shouldn't be surprised about, we saw Jackson Hines do this last week against Riverside, is these possessions are being held down. They're long, they're tedious, Jackson Hines has capped off three possessions, three touchdowns. I think right now, if you're the coaching staff for Jackson Hines, you go in the locker room, and the only thing that you're sitting there going, man, I wish maybe we could have been better on, was the point afters, right? Whether it was the missed PAT on the first kick or the two ensuing ones where you went for two and didn't get it. For Rossville right now, you're looking at the first two possessions. Perfect, right? You went down, you scored. You missed the point after, but you made up for it on the next possession by getting the 2 points. But then you look at possession number three, kind of stalled out. He just couldn't get anything going. And I call possession four just a wash, right? It was just one before the half. It was kind of one of those throwaways where you had the first pass was incomplete. So on second down, you ran it, took your time, and then just let it go to half. So I think both of these coaches are probably okay with where they're at right now.
And both these coaches are very experienced. They're very smart. They're very good coaches. And I'm not sure they're telling the team this, and maybe you can give me some insight in that, but in their minds, they fully know crucial number of possessions. So in the second half, I'm going to touch the ball four times, maybe four times.
Yes, so I think that's one of the things that coaches know. They keep it to themselves because as a player, I will tell you, I never really paid that close
attention. You were counting possessions.
You were like, man, we're going to get the ball back. We're going to score. We're going to be fine. But until you really stop and you start paying attention to, you know,
your possessions yard here,
right,
pretty short.
Yeah, Jackson Hines is on pace to only touch the ball six total times tonight. And that's one of those things we talk about so many times, is that all of a sudden you find yourself down two scores and you're in trouble because, again, there's just not that many possessions. A lot of times high school football players just don't pay close enough attention to possessions and how many times. It's like, man, we were on the field quite a bit the other night. And you're like, you ran 50 plays, you know? So I think it's one of those things where coaches keep that in the back of their mind, is that there aren't many possessions left in this game and in the season for one of these two teams.
Yep, and for Jackson Heights, so they've made the most out of three possessions, three covert touchdowns. We're going to take a break and tell you what, Jeff, if you need to stretch this one out a little bit, perfectly cool. We'll be right with you, and we'll be back here. What? Yeah?
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Austin, you know, one of our former board ops back in the day, you know.
Austin tuned this one in. Awesome.
So.
Very good, man. Hey, it's halftime here on the campus of Jackson Heights High School. We'll return, but here's your score. It is the Cobras 18.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy, with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools. Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is Doug with Jackson Farmers. When Jackson Farmers opened in 1918, they served many local communities and generations, and that is still true today. Jackson Farmers offers a wide variety of services, from custom feed mix and delivery, purchasing or selling grain with storage options available, tires, propane, fuel delivery, and much more. Our knowledgeable agronomists can help advise on chemical and fertilizer application with custom application services available. Let our experience and passion serve you and those who matter most. Stop by Jackson Farmers today in Holton, Effingham, Lancaster, and Meriden.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Security threats. They are scary. They are real. And they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again here to the campus of Jackson Heights High School in rural Jackson County, Kansas, for this Class 1A sub-state championship game. The winner goes on to the state title game coming up, and they'll be up against the Indians or the Black Bears. Gus, Black Bears up halfway through that one.
Yeah, we talked about it just a moment ago that at the half it was Sterling leading Smith Center 14-0 in that contest. Some other games going on around the state. Wow, Manhattan just continues to roll right now. They're up 21-7 on Durham half. Olathe Northwest and Gardner Edgerton in just a battle, 28-21. And Nemaha Central, how about the Thunder right now in Osage City? That is just two teams throwing punches right now. Nemaha 15, Osage City 13. We had St. James leading Baser Linwood 14-0. And the other one that... Here we go. at the end of a quarter, don't have a halftime score on it, but at the end of a quarter, Hayden was leading Santa Fe Trail 29-0.
Okay, I was going to ask about that one. I didn't know if you had Stags. I didn't know if you had Crusaders.
I was going to say, yeah, I had Miege at the end of a Capen at the end of a quarter was up 28-0 on Wamego.
Oh, there you go. All right, a couple, three things to talk about here, Gus. The second half is about 3 minutes away. Both teams have come out of the field, and number one, sometimes I watch some of the most ridiculous things and just kind of pay attention to them, and I don't know really necessarily what they mean, but at the beginning of the ball game, Jackson Heights was the first team out. Rossville came out at the very end, just really moments before kickoff. Rossville was by far the first team back and warming up and on the sideline for the second half. Does that mean anything, or is it just something?
No, and I think it's kind of interesting, actually. I looked at the clock when I saw Rossville come onto the field. They came out at 2.5. You figure out the 3 more minutes. 5.5 minutes out on the field to get your warm-ups. The only thing I think about right now is it's not super cold, but it's just one of those things where I like to stay in the locker room a little longer and, you know, try to get warm. I will tell you, out of all the games you play, mud is the worst game. I hated wet socks. So it's one of those things where at halftime...
So they try to put on some fresh ones?
I was going to say, always carry a couple pairs of socks, switch them out at halftime, and a lot of times, if you do have that second pair of cleats, we can switch those out at halftime as well. So,
and I was also going to say, you know, we've been here now back to back weeks, and you know, they've been so good to us here. The hospitality at Jackson Heights has been fantastic. We appreciate, you know, what they've done for us and how they set it up. We get treated better than we deserve everywhere we go. So there's a little bit of that, and I'm also pretty impressed. We're sitting right here next to the Cobra Channel, and Ethan has got the laptop going on. The Apollo space mission did not have the technology that Ethan has got going on over here. It's fantastic.
I was
going
to say, I was just saying a moment ago, it looks like something that came off the ship at Roswell, I'm telling you, there's just
fantastic.
All kinds of colors and buttons. I am super impressed with Ethan tonight, so appreciate all the help that he's been this evening and making sure that we get all this stuff going the way it's supposed to be done.
And we're going to get you also up to speed what we're not kicking bombs are. After the game, the games, Jacob Bonds are going to be doing high school football scoreboard show. You've been getting it for, 11, 12 weeks now? And they're going to be back with you on the 103.9 KNZA is where they're going to be having that. So flip over to there, and they're going to get you every score from every game across the Sunflower State. They're going to set you up with the recaps from all the games across the MSC family. And they're going to be, you know, bringing you some matchups for state title games and, yeah, all the stuff. So stay tuned for that. We're ready to go to the second half. If you remember way back at the 7 o'clock when we got started, the flip of the coin was won by Jackson Heights. They deferred, and now it'll be Cobras accepting the football to begin the third quarter. Certainly hope that you're enjoying high school football tonight here on KOZA Effingham, Topeka.
Axtell leads Hanover 16-14 at half. I can tell you what the score is. I could not point at either town on a map.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no harder fight competition between those two teams. Here is the on a short kick and a leaping catch and cover made at the 32-yard line going immediately down, and that's probably not a bad plan right there.
Yep, Cooper Hewitt, the up back, able to just dive on the football and say, hey, we'll take the ball at the 32-yard line. Good starting field position right there for Jackson Heights.
Okay, is it important for Rossville to finally put a foot in the ground defensively and stop this team, because they have not stopped them tonight?
I'm just going to say, at some point you got to, right? But I think that early on would be huge for Rossville to get a stop right here.
Here we go. Quarterback Drake Mellies brings his team to the line of scrimmage. The defensive line shifts over. QB's going to keep it himself. Goes into the middle. He's getting nowhere. Matter of fact, he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose two.
Yeah, I think he slipped a little bit as he was trying to come up to the line of scrimmage and find where the gap was going to present itself and coming up for Jackson or for Rossville making the stop. It was Eden Thompson, a 6'4", 201-pound senior defensive lineman.
Early in the ballgame, I was looking at Drake Mellies and looking for number 14. Now I look out of the field for the muddiest jersey. That's Drake Mellies in there. I'm sure 14 is underneath that layer of dirt. We're just underway here in the second half. It'll be a second down and a dozen for the Cobras.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years. Miller Motors and Ross.
Looking right, looking left, looking over the middle. He's got a man, and it's going to be caught That was a fantastic catch on a crossing pattern and just enough for the first down.
Kelton Laycock makes a stop on the play, but a nice route run by Jackson Heights. And that was kind of the play we saw earlier on that fourth and long right near the goal line, but coming across the middle to make the reception, Tatum Eisenbarth.
It'll be Mark down at the 43-yard line, first and 10 for Jackson Heights. Moving the football just underway here in the second half. For Rossville, they stay with that four down lineman on the defensive front, but more of a 42 kind of it. You can see a couple of linebackers, a couple of corners sneaking way up. Handoff is going to go to the middle of the line. Hit at the line, spinning forward, picking up about five. And what happens is when a big running back gets hit at the line because he pulled that defender who had grabbed him at the waist, didn't get him really low, and by getting him out high, he was pulled downfield through the mud.
Yeah, and that time the back able to, you know, just keep pushing those knees forward and picking up good yardage. Second and five, we're down to 10:20 left here in the third quarter.
So Jackson Heights has taken the ball to begin the second half, and Rossville has decided because they want the wind in the fourth quarter. So we'll see if that has anything to do with anything. It has had no effect on this game so far. Motion from all the way across the field. QB's going to take it and go the opposite way. Get to the 50. He's got room. Mellis at the 40. Drake at the 30, 20. He's headed for the end zone. Touchdown, Cobras. Wait a minute. No touchdown. There is a marker at the 45-yard line. We've seen so few of those tonight.
Yeah, and this one's going to come back. It's going to be a hold against Jackson Heights. Right as the linebacker came up, he got tackled.
So. Well, the Heights crowd here on our near side, we're on this, the home side, and pretty excited for a moment, and you can hear the air go out, kind of the groan. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, so I saw the play happen, but I honestly thought that the linebacker just kind of lost his footing right there, but that's one of those where the officials right there on it going to call a hold against Jackson Heights. Now, of course, from the spot of the foul, it was 12 yards down, 13 yards downfield. It will bring up now a second and seven. So we'll net a few yards on it, but that's a tough one when you're taking points off the board.
Yeah, it turns out to be basically a three-yard penalty, but really a six-point penalty. There's a kicker. Second down, seven. Cobras with the football just across their own 45. Will make it their own 46-yard line. High snap. QB takes it, goes straight ahead, and is buried in the mud after a two-yard gain. He'll get it to the 49, but not quite making it to midfield. Third down, five.
Andre Johnson coming up, making the stop on the play. And for Jackson Heights, talked about looking at this third down. Coach is going to take a little extra moment over here on the near sideline as he's got a hand on the shoulder of Aiden Schultzen as he's getting ready to send him in with the play call.
9:20 left in the third quarter, 18-14. Jackson Heights with the four-point lead with the football to begin the second half. They're looking at a third down at their own 48. They'll go on a little reverse, and that's going to pick up a first down. And the ball's on the ground, and it's going to be picked up by Rossville. The ground pops out, the ball popped out. It laid out here on the near side for what felt like forever. And Cameron Miller leaps on it. And Rossville will have the first takeaway of the evening.
You know, we talked about it at halftime that both these teams have played such a clean first half. And with the weather and things, you were a little surprised that we hadn't seen any fumbles or turnovers. And right there, our first win of the game. And how big does that holding look now?
It's so huge. It's a real difference maker. First and 10, Rossville. They'll sweep left. They'll lose 3 yards. The handoff went to Jack Donovan, and he was coming from a wide receiver on the right side, but Brody Browning shot into the backfield, got him. He didn't even get close to making the cut. Caught him in the backfield, a loss of 3, 2nd and 13.
Good aggressive play right there by Brody Browning coming up and making a play in the backfield. Gotta love that TFL for that outside linebacker over there.
Cameron Miller wind to the left side. Jack Donovan's going to be wind to the right side, trip short side. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. QB back, looking left, going left, gets his man. It's going to be caught and popped loose, and it's on the ground, but they're going to call it incomplete. I think, yes. That is going to be ruled an incomplete pass. That was kind of a bang-bang play. Could have easily gone either way.
Yeah, it was one of those plays where right as he caught it, he was hit before he was able to make an athletic move or a football-type move. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 13 for Rossville, and they haven't been in many of these passing situations where, you know, you're looking at third and long, and they're also playing in what we talked about earlier on in the ballgame, kind of that muddy portion of the field.
Quarterback is Cannon Mitchell. He can throw the ball. He likes to run the ball. He goes back, slips, steps back up, throws over the middle, and somehow caught at the 35. Breaking a tackle at the 30, hit from behind down to the 28-yard line. Does for Cannon Mitchell. As he hits Brody Browning, I thought he was going to slip and fall. Somehow was able to regain his balance and then get enough on the ball to get it downfield.
Yeah, Connor Bush with the reception. Brody Browning doing a nice job of making the stop, but not before Rossville able to take it down inside Jackson Hines territory on a 3rd and 13. They're able to move this thing down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line.
Here comes Rossville. QB throws it right side. It'll be caught at the line of scrimmage. Making a tackle to the 25, 20 down near the 15-yard line goes Jack Donovan. They're going to move the sticks. A 12-yard pickup, another 1st and 10.
Yeah, we're starting to see Rossville trying to get themselves a little momentum, trying to get some things going. They're quickly back up over the football. They're throwing the ball maybe even just a little more so far in this second half than we saw in the first.
1st and 10 of the 15-yard line. Now deep at Cobra territory. 18-14, Jackson Heights in front. Quarterback's going to keep it. Bounces outside. Mitchell gets a little bit of a break. This touchdown is coming back. Does each team has run one into the end zone, and this one is coming back like the last.
Yeah, and this one really had a lot to do with the play. That corner got sealed off because of the hold, so it's going to bring it back. So a 1st and 20 now for Rossville.
All right, well, they're assessing this penalty. Let's talk a little football again. In the mud, my observation over the years has been linemen get called more for holding because sometimes you're falling down and people are off balance and you reach out to block and you suddenly end up getting a hold of the guy and it's easier to hold, and I see more holds in the mud.
Well, you know, another part of the hold is that you talk about when a guy slips. Sometimes officials just throw the flag because something looked wrong, right?
It just looked, go down awkwardly.
Yeah, it just looked awkward, and so you're like, yeah, something had to have happened.
1st and 20. Roscoe's been pushed back to the Jackson Heights 25-yard line. QB's going to keep it himself and hit in the middle, breaks away, drives down, gets to the 20-yard line. Picking up 5 yards on a play that looked like it was going to be stumped along the line of scrimmage, but an excellent effort and a nice tackle by Austin Zeller. Cannon Mitchell continues to nicely mix the pass and run. And Gus, we've been watching games for years and weeks of the season and years. These are his two good quarterbacks. They are both just so pivotal for their team's success. Back to throw. Going right. He's got his man caught at the 15. Breaks the tackle at the 10. At the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Rossville. Cannon Mitchell flares one over to the right side. And again, the Dogs go into the end zone. We are continuing to see teams get the most out of their possessions. That's Cale Horgan, a 5'11 junior.
That's a nice job by Cale getting out there into space. That wide receiver on the quick screen, he did something that running back coaches will tell you to do. You got to make the first man miss. That time he made a player miss out in space, and now this is a big PAT coming up for Rossville.
And we've seen Rossville do this last week, or 2 weeks ago, that run at that swinging gate PAT, and now they're going to bring everybody in and line up for the kick. Mitchell is going to be the holder. The boot is airborne, and he got it. It gets across the crossbar, and we're going to get a timeout. A 5-minute possession to begin the second half. 7 minutes left in the third. It is now Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 18.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, while I call it a 5-minute possession, it's actually 5 minutes into the second quarter, and Rossville does capitalizing on the first turnover of the ball game, picking up a fumble and then putting together a drive from basically midfield, getting it into the end zone and retaking the lead. We're going to get the dogs set to kick it away. And Jackson Heights return guys are not particularly deep, and that's very reasonable as the kick is away to the 40, 30, picked up at the 25-yard line, and the tackle made it to 35. It'll be first and 10 for Jackson Heights from there. In fact, they're going to come back to the 33, saying that's where his knee had gone to the ground. First and 10, Cobras. So here comes Jackson Heights. And Gus, big games are won and lost on pivotal, you know, sometimes just a pivotal play or two. And for Jackson Heights, there have now been two. The loss of the touchdown because of the penalty, and then the turnover with the fumble.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things where you compound it. You had the penalty that took the points off the board, and then two plays later would turn it over on a fumble.
Here comes Drake Melly. He's going straight ahead. Look at him running. He's going to get the 45, and he'll be at first down, right at the first down sticks. I think they're going to say, yeah, move him first and 10. So Drake says, hey, you know what? We're going to come right back here. We're only trailing by three. We're going to move the ball. And how about Connor Bush? What a nice lead he had.
Yeah, Connor Bush has been all over the field for Rossville so far tonight. Between he and Andre Johnson, you got to figure those two are the leading tacklers right now for the Dawgs.
6.5 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter in a rapidly moving football game. Natty Fishers are going to pause for just a moment to get the stick squared up.
Yeah, got a little issue, maybe a little tied up chain over there.
A little kink in the chain. I'll get that figured out. The high school football scoreboard show coming up here a little bit later on 103.9. So at the conclusion of this game, and we certainly hope you stick around for all of it, join Jake and Boz as they recap all the games going on around the MSC Sports Network.
Do you think they'll be up here? Because they're in the crowd, you know, and hordes of people are hitting them up for autographs and things like that.
Well, I was thinking, I'm going to tell you about that here just a little bit. First and 10, quarterback Melly's keeps it, hits the middle of the line, just not much there this time. You know, I thought we saw them up here earlier, Jake and Bosch, and then they kind of disappeared. I am seeing a couple of suspicious guys in those eyeglasses with the nose and mustache, kind of the Groucho glasses, looking a little incognito out here in the crowd. And it may or may not be them. I am uncertain, but could be. You never know. But wherever they're at, they're going to be doing the scoreboard show, and they're going to know all the matchups, all the winners, recaps from the games. You're going to get it all, like you do every week here on the MSC Network. 5:40 and counting in the third quarter. Jackson Heights with a football on a second down. 8. Melly loses his balance, somehow regains it, and turns what was going to be the loss of 3 or 4 into the gain of a yard, kicking it into the left side. Because he reached out with the free hand, planted on the ground, regained his balance before Landon Lewis came over to make sure he did not advance any further.
Yeah, that was a really impressive play right there by Drake Melly. It looked like he was going to fall down in the backfield, but again, you described it perfectly. Somehow able to get that hand down and kind of regain his balance for a moment, push forward, and now set his team up with a 3rd and 7, 5:15 left here in the third, and right now Jackson Heights with the football, but trailing by 3.
Very, very wide to the right side. That's going to be Titan Eisenbart.
Yeah, see? It's hard.
3 receivers short side. Heights going from right to left, and Melly's is going to carry it himself, gets her to midfield, breaks across into Dawg territory at the 49, and now, a 4th down decision for Jackson Heights, and because they are right out in the middle of the field. Do you take a risk with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, trailing by 3? 4th down 4, do you go for it on 4th down here?
I give up trying to guess, because I went back to the first possession of the game where it's like, you got the ball at the 40, it's a tough position, go ahead and punt. What did they do? They went for it on that 4th down, and 51 yards later, that was the one where they went in from 60 yards on a Drake Melly's run. So here we go, leaving the offense out on the field.
Jackson Heights is going to keep it out there from the 50-yard line on a 4th down 4. Motion to the left side, 4:10 to go in the third quarter. 21-18 right now, Rossville in front, and a quarterback, a long, hard count. Can't get the defense to draw. He'll run it himself, go into the left side. He is going to be hit and stood up, and for the first time tonight, a 4th down does not convert.
Yeah, that thing was right here in front of us, and he's going to be a full yard short. It'll be a turnover on down. So a tough break right there for Jackson Heights.
The first 5 4th downs we saw today, this evening, all were first down.
They're going to bring the sticks in unless the lines are way off. He's a full yard short.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to have a fantastic angle on this. And, yeah. I think that it will very it will probably be a full yard shy of the first down. Clock has stopped as we're going to get the sticks brought in. And yet, from the official's perspective, you know what? Games don't get much bigger than this one for these teams, and you want to make sure and show everybody this is correct. We got it right here. We're going to make certain of it.
Even Johnny out there knows that Jake and Boz are like, you know. And so the official's going to stretch the chains, and honestly, it might have got a little further off. I mean, that thing might be 2 yards short. So a tough break right there for Jackson Heights. For the first time tonight, they rolled the dice, and, well, they lost one there. So a turnover on downs will give the ball back to Rossville, and for the Dogs, it'll be their second possession of the second half.
Their first possession of the second half was successful as they worked it down into the end zone on a Cannon Mitchell to Kale Horgan touchdown. And that was just only, 3 minutes ago. We're at 3:57 to go in the third quarter. Rossville with the ball and with a three-point lead. Snap back, QB back, looking left, going left, man open, going to catch it across midfield, and he is going to have the pegs taken out from underneath him at somersaults to gain 7.
He got upended over there, Jack Donovan, but able to hold on to the football, time forward, and all said and done. Happy he got up after a big hit like that. That'll bring up 2nd and 3 now. How about this? We're down to 3.5 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Cameron Miller, good job of hanging on to the ball as he went through all those acrobatics over there. Second down call. And a handoff into the right side. There's not much there. Maybe a yard down to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and a couple. Rossville. But, Gus, they're back to churning it. They're back to burning time off the clock. We're at 3 minutes to go. Jace Doyle, Anthony Galata with the tackle. Here come Cannon Mitchell and the Dog offense for Rossville. They're looking over to both sides, and again, two to the right side. Defense jumps a little bit, but comes back. It's reset. Mitchell looks over to the far sideline at head coach Derek Hamas. Now he's going to shift his running back to his left hand from his right. Third down call. He will keep the ball, cut left, follow that running back, because he's going to be about a half yard short.
Great job by Jackson Heights understanding what was happening there. Right before the play, you saw the tight end reach over, tap the outside hip of the left tackle, indicating that the ball was going to go around the left end. And that time, Jackson Heights overloads it over there, able to make the stop on the play. They are a yard short. They're going to measure this one, too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they're bringing that in. So the tight end taps the tackle to let him know it's coming. Is that a lot like I see in the games where a guard is watching what's going on and will tap the center for the snap? A little bit? Is that just like a nonverbal communication among the line?
I've never seen some of these measurements be so far off.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times you get down, they're on their hands and knees, and it's one link, a half a link.
Well, but if I am head coach Caleb Wick of Jackson Heights, I'm a little upset about that because you can tell that it wasn't a first down. That basically is going to give Rossville a free timeout right there to kind of talk over this 4th and 1 call.
And they didn't have to talk very long. They're right out there and ready to go. This has been a hallmark of Rossville throughout the games we've seen, and certainly here in the second half, especially tonight, as they are very quickly up over to football. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 4th down and 1. QB takes it, turns, hands off, fullback, gets the first down to the 40-yard line, just bursting into the middle of the line.
That time they brought Andre Johnson into the backfield, lined him off to the left hip of the quarterback, able to hand it off to him, dive forward quickly. Rossville back up over the football. The sticks aren't even set yet.
Wasting no time. Handoff running back this time will go off the right side of the center, and there's just going to be about 3 yards on that one. But, again, they continue to move the ball forward. Got to pick up a second down at about 7, and they continue to burn time. We're at 1.5 minutes to go.
Austin Zeller, the first guy to turn that play back inside. And to talk about with only 1:42 left in 4, Jackson Heights, only 2 possessions so far here in this third quarter.
And for Heights, stopping this drive is huge. They don't want to go down 2 scores. Quarterback's trying to keep it. Goes to the left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and Cannon Mitchell is wrapped up. Pulled down. He will gain nothing.
Great form tackle right there for Jackson Heights. Able to come up, meet the quarterback in the hole, and make the hit. That time, Tegan Bauhey able to make the stop on the play. There was no advance after Bauhey wraps him up. Cannon Mitchell on the run, 3rd and 6 now for the Dogs.
Inside a minute to go in the third quarter, 21-18 Rossville. Quarterback back, one step drop, fires one near side, a diving effort. Did he make the catch? He did, at the shoelaces. Wow. Diving, I did not know he could possibly come up with that. That was a really special play.
Yeah, that was an excellent job right there by the receiver for Jackson Heights coming in to make it. It's Cale Horrigan, the guy who has both touchdown catches tonight for the Dogs, able to come right across the middle of the field, make the reception, and pick up the yards necessary to get a first down. And for Jack, or for Rossville, they're going to have to snap the ball only one more time here in this third quarter.
Yep, exactly where I was going to go with that. There's very likely a single play left in the third quarter. Inside a half a minute to go in the third. QB Cannon Mitchell, running back on his left side. Motion comes to the short side. QB's back, looking left, slips and falls. He goes down as they try to plant that back foot, going to throw the ball because he had a guy down to the 5-yard line. They could not make the throw, and you could get hurt doing that as he slips, and now he's kind of coming to his feet, and we're going to take a timeout as we are through three quarters. Timeout of the field going to the fourth quarter. It is Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 18.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite, or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School in Northeast Kansas, where we're going to the fourth quarter of this Class 1A Sub-State Championship game. The winner goes on to the state title game. We got Jeff Nichols, producing and engineering, back in the studio. Gus Couch with me over here to my left. We got Ethan over here to the right doing, I don't know, he's got so many buttons, I don't even know what's going on over here. And the first play of the fourth quarter, a little handoff into the right side for the Dogs, and they're going to pick up about 4 yards, and it will bring up after the loss on the last play. It'll get it back to the original line of scrimmage, third down, at about 9 or 10. Welcome back, everybody. Tom Counts with you. And for Rossville, a score here, Gus, is huge. Because, again, there's so few possessions, a limited number of possessions that we've seen for these teams in this ballgame. It'll be very, very difficult to come back from. Big stand here for Jackson Heights. Quarterback is back. Steps up in the pocket. He's hit and sacked again. I'm telling you what, Cannon Mitchell had a little bit of time, but that coverage downfield was absolutely outstanding. But the Cobras, nowhere to go with that football. Rossville, again, looking at a fourth down, but this is a fourth and long, fourth and 11.
Anthony Gulotta gets into the backfield right at the feet of the quarterback, able to stop him. And now, Rossville taking lots of time looking over to their coaching staff and got about 4 guys giving different signals.
The ground is brown and shiny where they're playing. I mean, it is slick. Fourth down and 11. And they'll be going for it from just inside the 30-yard line. Quarterback is back, rolling left, being safe. He's down. Footing lost again, and he was just trying to elude two on-rushing defenders, and nowhere for Cannon Mitchell. Jackson Heights with a big, big answer.
Gulotta on back-to-back plays, gets into the backfield, causes problems for the Rossville quarterback and for the Dogs. Their first turnover on downs of the evening, and now it'll be Jackson Heights football to start their sixth possession in the night, trailing by 3.
Quarterback Drake Mellis will bring the Cobra offense out on the field against a long conversation on the near sideline between one of the receivers and the coaching staff as they send him out there. This is a huge possession for Heights. With 11 minutes to go in the ballgame, and they trail by three. Quarterback is going to sweep it over to the near side, looking to get to some good footing, and he's just going to be finally run out of bounds on the near side into the Heights sideline, and there will be no gain on the play as Cole Horak just stretched it and took it to the sideline.
You know, and you talk about that last possession for Rossville, as their quarterback struggled a little bit at this point in the field. As Mellies took the snap, he hit kind of that muddy spot in the field, slipped, and that did not allow that play to ever develop. A short gain. They're actually going to give him a yard on the play. Let's call it second and nine right now for Jackson Heights at the 41.
10:55 to go, rolling along. Heights in their own half of the field, trailing by three. Motion to the wide side. QB's going to run to the wide side. Follow that lead block, put his head down, and cut it into the middle. He'll pick up about three or so. He's going to be up to around the 43-yard line. It'll bring up a third down.
For Rossville, it was Landon Lewis coming up to make the stop on the play. But again, we're talking about this probably the worst portion of the field right now is kind of where that ball's sitting.
Don't forget, eighth grade football, 3 times 4 is 12. And that's kind of what Jackson Heights is doing right here. Three at a time, and then going up fourth down, three more will get you there.
John Oakleaf would be so proud of you for still remembering that.
I tell you what, I've learned a few really important lessons in life, and that was an important one. Third down, 5 right here. We're inside 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Motion will come to the near side. The quarterback is going to pull it back, keep himself, go to the outside, look for footing, and he's going to find it, but he's going to be dropped a yard short. Needed 5, got 4. But again, Drake Mellies, because he got to the outside where he found a little footing.
Yeah, he got out to kind of that green grass out on the edge, but Landon Lewis with a huge hit on the quarterback. And if I'm Coach Wick, I'm asking for the chains to come out and measure this thing. I know it's a full yard short, but the officials have been bringing them out for less than that.
Give me a timeout and measure that thing. Okay, here's a question. Do you go wide side through the mud, or do you go short side through
short
the grass?
Side.
Get some footing. It's all about the footing here with 9:20 to go in the ball game. 21-18. Rossville in front. Heights with a football at their own 47. Quarterback keeps it. Gets a first down and more. Bursts across midfield. Takes it down to the dog 46.
That time they motion tight end left to right and then just follows him right into the middle of the line. Nice run right there by Drake Mellies, able to keep this drive alive. The ball now down to the Rossville 46 with 9:10 left here in the game.
Tell you what, how about these two teams? Think they haven't been here before. I think they don't know just the magnitude of every snap and every down and every play.
Can I tell you, I think you're right because they're like zero, you know, I feel like no nerves right now. Like, these teams are just, it's a different game. Let's just keep playing.
It is all business. Motion left side. Quarterback will keep this up. Here comes Drake. Looks inside, tries to cut it in, and boy, a big old D tackle is right there. And he says, let me bring you to the ground. That was a nice play.
The muddiest jersey on the field right now for Rossville is Connor Bush. He has done a nice job, leads this team between he and Andre Johnson. Those are the leading tacklers right now for the Dogs.
Equipment managers are just on the sidelines of the respective teams, just gritting their teeth and saying, we're never getting these things to look the same as they used to. It's they're out there in the mud with 8:15, 14, 8:13 to go in the ball game. Jackson Heights trailing by 3 but driving. There are second down, 8 at the 44. Motion left. QB keeps it again. They just run Drake time after time. He's going to pick up 5 more. Taking it down to the 39.
That time hits the right side, and Andre Johnson makes the stop right there for Rossville. It'll bring up a 3rd and 3 for Jackson Heights. We're down to 7:45. That clock is like, you know, the sun in the Pacific. It's just melting away.
It's incredible how fast it's moving. And right now, Jackson Heights is probably pretty good with that. They are looking to put together a long drive, which would put them back in front. And I'm not going to limit any other time. But first, order of business, keep the drive moving. 3rd down, 3. This time the handoff will be completed. And the drive will go into the middle. And it's going to be right at the first down marker. I think they're going to move the 6. They're just shy of the 35-yard line. Yeah, Referee runs up over it, says, that's it, boys. Move them, first and 10.
Nice run right there by Brody Brown and hitting the line, pushing forward, getting all the way down to the Rockville 36-yard line. Officials will set the sticks, roll the clock. We are down to 7:11 left in this contest. And right now, Coach Wick is taking plenty of time, sending in the play from the near sideline. It's going to be Titan Eisenbarth.
The rain has subsided. The wind continues to blow, but because it has zero impact on the way these two teams are playing football tonight. First and 10 at the 36. Big old tight end shifts over to wing to the left side. Now the wide receiver is going to go motion left. The quarterback will fake the jet sweep, and as he tries to drive in, the footing falls out from beneath him, and he will dive, gets back around the original line. Second and 10.
Yeah, that time tries to drive forward. The plant foot came out from under him. He's able to just kind of dive forward. He's going to end up losing a yard on the play. It'll be a second and 11 with third at the 37-yard line.
Do players today even still have the long spikes? Can you even run with – do they even provide them? Can you even have them?
Yeah, you can.
Remember the long spikes were like an inch long?
Yeah, you can screw in the longer ones. I think three quarters are about the biggest I've seen.
Second down, they're going to make it 11. QB will keep it, slips again, dives forward, gets inside the 35, but maybe the 34, picking up a couple 3 yards and leave a third down and long.
That time, the defensive end for Rossville, Charlie Chance, makes the stop on the play. Give him 2 yards on it, which, you know, makes up for the loss on first down, and now it is third and 9 for Jackson Heights.
So Heights may have to think about either switch it up to play a little bit, or maybe absolutely put the ball in the air, because now you're on a third down and relatively long call. And again, it is a crucial. This is a must-score possession. Everybody is in tight. The handoff to the running back. He'll hit the middle, and he's going to be bear-hugged and pulled down. And Gus, big guy in the middle, making that stop is Eden Thompson. Yeah. 6'4", 201. He's a big cat.
We talked about Eden Thompson a little bit earlier with that 6'4" frame, and that time able to just dive on top of the running back and just ride him straight into the ground. Short gain on the play. That's going to be a 4th and 7 for Heights.
And I thought maybe Cobras are going to take a timeout, but they are not. Coming over to the near sideline, Drake Mellis talks to coach, towels down his hands, comes out to run his ball club. It is a 4th down 7 call. Jackson Heights at the Rossville 33. Quarterback is back to throw on fourth down. Pressure's on. Throwing deep over the middle, and it is a diving effort, and he couldn't haul it in at the 15.
That time, what a job by Drake Mellis, running straight backwards, had plenty of pressure in his face, lofted one out there, and just out of the outstretched hands of his intended receiver. That will bring up a turnover on down. Now, the big thing for Jackson Heights, they didn't burn the timeout on that fourth down, so they still have all three of their timeouts.
4 minutes, 38 seconds to play in this Class 1A Sub State Championship. Looking for the champion of the east half of the state. 4:38 to go, 21-18. Rossville on the road here tonight with the lead, and now they got the football. First and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Quarterback Cannon Mitchell. Long count, back to throw, fires one, right side, hits his man, breaks a tackle, picks up a first down, gaining 11, maybe 12, still on his feet, cross the 45, they're going to continue to push him forward. That's a big first down, and that is a real momentum play.
Yeah, that one again was Cale Horrigan, the guy who has 2 touchdown catches already tonight. That time just caught one out in the right flat and picks up the first down out near midfield.
Jackson Heights with 4:15 and counting to play in the game. And a ball near the 50-yard line. Jackson Heights is going to be looking for a turnover, some kind of a big momentum play. Rossville, on the other hand, looking to stay the course, leading by 3, 21-18. Cannon Mitchell taking all the time in the world. Waits for the official to begin the count. There are no clocks in the end zone. Now he's beginning to count. The snap is back. The handoff to the running back. Bursts outside. Crosses the 50. Gets to the 45-yard line. Bumps out of bounds into the dog sideline at the 44. And that was a nice gain on first down. Make it a 2nd and 2.
That time running the ball over there with Connor Bush. And I think if you ask Connor, the only thing that went wrong on that play was that he steps out of bounds.
Yeah.
Stops the clock with 3:50. Now, if you're the Jackson Heights coaching staff, you're starting to think in the back of your mind, I got all three of those timeouts. At what point do we start using them?
At what point maybe you have to gamble? Maybe you have to take a risk. Maybe you have to. They've been rolling the dice all night on fourth down.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility.
With first down, down to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring a first and 10 for the Dogs. They're now at the Heights 40. So, for right now, for Rossville, just staying the course is what they're looking to do. Continue to run the ball, continue to take the time, continue to hold the lead. Rossville has not scored in the second half. Or Jackson Heights, rather, has not scored in the second half.
It's been a story of two halves right now for Jackson Heights.
First and 10 at the 40-yard line in Cobra territory. Rossville will motion left. They're going to run to the left, you think? Here's a movement to the right. No, the quarterback is just going to go straight ahead on a little delayed drop. Get down to the 35-yard line.
Tripping him up over there was Brody Browning, and now we're going to see the first timeout from Jackson Heights.
And we're going to take it with him. Timeout of the field. We're down to 3:09 to play in the ninth game. It's Rossville, 21, Jackson Heights, 18.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Okay, so there was timeout number one utilized by Jackson Heights as they're going to try to put some stop to this Rossville offense. Rossville looking at a second down four or so.
Heads up, Jeff. They're going to probably start using the last couple of these here soon.
Yeah, who cares? Oh, Jeff Nichols back at the studio. Heads up that there will be probably a couple of more timeouts very soon to follow. Second down four inside the 35-yard line. Motion right. Handoff running back. Puts his head down. Powers forward. They're not going to take a timeout here. He's picking up a first down down to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, the clock will stop for a moment just to set the sticks. That time, Jack Donovan dives forward, picking up the first down. And now, rolling the clock, and we're down to under 3 minutes to play.
Single man to the left side is going to be Cameron Miller. Sophie Rosso, do you keep doing the grinding, or do you pull one out of the hat on one down and just go for something special?
Just grind it out.
Right. You're so boring. Come on, man. Come on now.
Vanilla will win it.
First and 10 inside the 30-yard line, now in deep in Heights territory. And again, they wait for the time. Here's the quarterback, takes a snap, hands off, running back, buried for no gain, maybe the loss of a yard or so, and there's going to be your next timeout. We're going to take another break, but now we're down all the way to 2:24 remaining in the game. Timeout, still Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 18.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Because in the offseason, we're going to talk to Keisha, and we're going to suggest that they do away with all the playoffs and just have these two teams meet to go to the state title game. Right? I mean, why would you not? Two outstanding teams here in the east half of the state coming again down to the wire here tonight. We're down to 2 minutes and 24 to go in a three-point ball game. It is a second down and a dozen for Rossville. They're at the Jackson Heights 30, leading by three. Running back is going to shift over to the quarterback's left. Motion will come to the middle of the field, and the quarterback is going to keep it. And powering forward again, Cannon Mitchell gets about five. It will bring up a third down, and yet another timeout, the final timeout of the game, being exercised here by Jackson Heights. We're taking one more break. Stopping the clock at 2:17 to go in the game. It is Rossville 21, Heights 18.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming out of the timeout, Rossville already up over the football, and Jackson Heights makes their way from the near sideline defensively, looking at everything, at everything, at everything.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect. You can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
The tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home.
Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, funeral director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holton or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home, for life well remembered.
In Holton or Valley Falls.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Insure your needs to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Garrett Donovan with Kyler Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Are you there?
Are you there?
Can you hear us? You're good. Go.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years. Miller Motor.
Single man in the backfield, quarterback. Here comes Jackson Heights. Mellish sets up in the pocket. Looking. He's rolling right. Going to keep it himself. Boots to the 50, to the 45, to the 40-yard line. Runs out of bounds on the near side. Stop at the clock with 53 seconds to go. What a job by your quarterback. And I'll tell you what, Drake Mellish continues to battle.
For Jackson Heights, remember, they are out of timeout. The big run out of bounds right there. Stop the clock with 53 seconds.
First and 10. Jackson Heights with an opportunity. Gus, looking for that historic comeback here tonight in the final moments of the ball game, with two receivers going wide to the left side and two to the right. Here comes quarterback Drake Mellish. No one in the backfield with him. He's going to take the snap, drop back, steps up in the pocket, lobbing one deep down the left side, and it is going to be a jump ball, and it is going to be picked off by Rossville. The interception by the Dogs coming back. Austin Zeller, because he came back, lunged for the ball, caught it at the grass top.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure he was able to haul that thing in. He came back and was able to make a spectacular interception.
46 seconds to go in the game. And for Rossville, it's two snaps from a trip to the state title game.
And for Jackson Heights, wow. I mean, you got the stop you needed. You had no timeouts. You covered a big portion of the field and just come up a little short there.
They'll go to the diamond formation, and there's going to be the first one. They are one snap away from finishing this one off. And what a game it has been. And these two teams have just been fantastic all night. They've been fantastic all season long. And yeah, we say it every year. You hate to see somebody come up short. Somebody's going to not make it. And tonight, it will be Rossville moving on to the state championship game. The final score here on the campus of Jackson Heights High School, Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 18. And we'll be back and summarize this thing for you right after this.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect. You can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas. Kansas.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritow Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritow Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back with you here on the campus of Jackson Heights High School, where Rossville has come away with a 21-18 win. Thus, it's an SRO crowd on both sides. Both fan bases came out to support their teams, and every person in this place should go home really proud of their player and their team and their school and the season that they both had here today.
Man, you talk about just a fantastic game. And you love this time of the year because the teams that are playing are great. They're fun to watch. This is, you know, going to be some of the best football this season. You hate this time of the year because for one of these teams, it's the end of the road. It's the end of a magical season. And for some seniors, it's, you know, the end of a career. So it's just one of those kind of mixed bag of emotions, if you will, at this time of the year. And here's the crazy thing about this game. If you would have told me at halftime, when we had seen seven possessions and we had seen five touchdowns, if you told me we were only going to see one more touchdown the rest of the night, I would have thought you were crazy. But that's what happened. The first possession to the second half for Rossville, they were able to score a touchdown, and that was our only point of the second half.
Okay, so why was that? Did the teams make adjustments at halftime? Did the weather and the field become a little bit of a factor? What was the difference? Obviously, something happened. I mean, there's a line, you know, in your score sheet, your stat sheet right there. Very clear difference.
Honestly, I think some of it might have been the field deterioration a little bit because, look, we in the first half saw no turnover on downs, right? In the second half, we saw four of them. Two for Jackson Heights, two for Rossville. We started seeing players slip and quarterbacks going back to pass the football. They were slipping and falling.
Penalties were big.
And so I really think that just, you know, as the game progressed, the field started to, you know, deteriorate a little bit, and it kind of changed how the second half happened.
Yep. And so with that in mind, how the scoring had all gone down here today. First score of the ball game on a first possession. Big runs. 51-yard run by Cannon Mitchell, a failed PAT out the gate. Rossville led 6-0. Coming right back on their first possession, Jackson Heights on a 60-yard run by Drake Mellies. Their PAT wouldn't go, and we were tied at 6. Flipping it back over early in the second quarter, Cannon Mitchell hit to Cale Horgan with a 10-yard TD pass. They went for 2. That was kind of pivotal at the time. Went for 2. Got it. Went up 14-6. Still in the second quarter, more scores for Jackson Heights on 2 Drake Mellie scores, a 1-yard run and a 3-yard run. But again, Jackson Heights unable to convert on either of those extra points. At halftime, it was a Cobra lead at 18-14. Third quarter, Rossville's first possession, they scored, went up 21-18, and that was the end of it. There was no further scoring after that.
Yeah. So for Jackson Heights, 3 touchdown runs by Drake Mellies. For Rossville, Cannon Mitchell with the touchdown run and 2 touchdown passes. Cale Horgan, both of those receptions. Jackson Heights falls to 11-1 on the season. Rossville moves to 11-1 on the season. And I could tell you who Rossville's going to play next week in the state title game, but I'm not going to ruin that. I'm going to let Jake and Boz tell you how that's going to happen. So you're going to have to tune in to the scoreboard show here in just a little bit and find out who that state title game is going to be against.
And we're going to encourage you to do that. It's over there on 103.9 as soon as these games are over again. We got to thank the great people here, Jackson Heights, the last couple of weeks. They've shown great hospitality. And the week before that, the folks at Rossville treated us right. So we want to thank them and all the high schools that we've been fortunate enough to follow through the course of this 2025 football season. Again, the final score here tonight, it was Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 18. Until we greet you next time. How about Jeff Nichols? He's our producer and engineer back at the studio tonight. Jeff, well done, young man. You did good. And also to our right, Ethan, who Gus, I know, had been given the heads up by Jake to pull the plug on us at any given moment if he felt the need to, and kindly, he didn't do that, and so we appreciate all of that. That all said, till we reach you next time, for Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 18 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, and Lotus energy drinks. And make sure to try the fan favorite, Bulldog Bite, or kick off Christmas season with the Peppermint Mocha. It's all at Grounded Coffee House, located in downtown Rossville.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages.